How many of you sometime today had this thought to yourself, I'm going to church tonight? Okay. How many of you had this thought, I'm going to Mass tonight? Okay, so if you didn't raise either those questions, if you didn't raise your hand to either one of those, I don't know how you got here. Maybe you just saw a bunch of people and you're like, oh, that. Well, here I am. And if that's your situation, I say a grand welcome to you. Raise your hand if you had this thought to yourself and you said, I am going to the holy sacrifice of the Mass tonight. No one. Maybe this then. I am going to All Saints Chapel, a dedicated house sacred to the Lord, in which is a consecrated altar, consecrated according to the rites of the Roman Catholic Church, from which I will receive the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I will be an active and real participant in this offering in a non-bloody sacramental way, which represents, not represents, but represents, makes present once again the very real bloody sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary, where he gave his body and his blood for the salvation of the world and of my soul. Anyone? Amateurs. No, I understand. I don't expect that. The reason being is because no one probably has ever taught you the essential meaning of the Mass. And what I just said is the essential meaning of the Mass. You see, we don't come to Mass for fellowship, even though that's a nice thing. We don't come to Mass for music. And what a beautiful responsorial psalm. Thank you. It's beautiful. We don't come for an inspiring message. We don't come for good moral instruction. Not really, not essentially. We come, my friends, to participate in the holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ, by which the world is saved, and by which I am saved. I want to say that again so you get it. We come essentially to Mass to participate in the holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ, by which the world is saved, and by which I am saved. That's why we come to Mass. And somehow we've lost that. But we can't leave that lost. We have to reclaim that, because if we don't reclaim it, we won't know why this is important. Because what happens here tonight is of ultimate significance and of great seriousness. What happens here tonight is meant to change each and every one of us in a profound and radical way. The readings for today open this mystery of the Mass up. So the first reading is from Isaiah 53. Listen to the language. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. And then Jesus in the Gospel from Mark. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Give his life. Twice. From Isaiah, to give his life as an offering for sin. From Mark, to give his life as a ransom for many. This isn't about just being a nice person anymore, is it? Coming to have an inspiring message spoken to you, to give his life. It's even more than just serving, by the way. Jesus didn't come just to serve people, to be kind and generous and unselfish. He came to give his life. And that merits our attention, and it merits our reflection. You see, we need a Savior. Every single one of us, every one of us, we need a Savior. If you don't think you do, you most definitely do. If you're like, I'm a decent person, I'm nice enough, I'm generously kind, and you know, occasionally I do nice things for people, like hold the door open for them, and sometimes I even, you know, give some food to the poor, maybe. Friends, not enough. It's not enough. There's something much deeper that needs to happen in your soul and in my soul. We need a Savior. We begin every Mass with the Confiteor, a confession of sin. Think about your sins for just a moment. Think about the most frustrating sin that you carry. Maybe it's your worst one. Maybe it's just one that you habitually fall into. It could be anger, jealousy, lust, some type of self-hatred, some type of selfishness. Why don't you just stop doing that? If you know it's wrong and it doesn't make you feel good, just stop. Right? Quit it. Stop. Don't ever do it again, right now. How's that work out for everybody? Right? We need a Savior. We need a Savior. Enter Jesus, Yeshua. You should know his name means Yahweh is salvation. God is salvation. But listen, the salvation that Yeshua, Jesus, brings, it cannot be accomplished without sacrifice. It cannot happen without sacrifice. Isaiah 53, earlier, he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquity. He bore the punishment that makes us whole. And by his wounds, we are healed. Well, friends, that is sacrificial language. Jesus, who bears the burden of sin. Jesus, who lays down his life, who is crushed for our iniquity, our transgressions. By his wounds, we are healed. This is what's of ultimate importance. And friends, that sacrificial language is all over the Mass. Listen to these very familiar phrases to you all. You say this, may the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. And then at the central point of the Mass, the most important part at the consecration, once again on an altar, not a table, an altar where sacrifice is made. You hear these words from Jesus himself. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Sacrificial language. And then when the priest holds up the body and the blood of our Lord, he says, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He's the new and definitive and ultimate Passover lamb who takes away the sins of the world. No first century Jew would have missed that, but many of us do because we don't live in that time anymore. All of it is about his sacrifice. All of it. And that's so significant, and we have to know that, otherwise, why are we here? What are we doing? Why does this ultimately matter? Listen, if we are going to receive the gift of his sacrifice, there is only one way to open our hearts to it. And that is if you and I are willing to sacrifice ourselves. This prayer. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. You see, we're called to participate in this, not just to watch it, not just to be here for an hour, but to enter into the mystery that what happens here at Mass takes us back to Calvary in a sacramental way, in a non-bloody manner. But we're there with the Lord when the world is saved, when his sacrifice, when his suffering saves the world, when his love conquers sin, when the light that shines from his offering casts out the darkness of the world. And we're not meant to just watch that from afar. We're meant to get right into it, to offer ourselves. If you don't believe me, heed St. Paul, Romans 12. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. To give your life, to put yourself right upon this altar of sacrifice, all your hopes, all your dreams, all your blessings and talents, but also all your struggles and all your doubts and even all your sins, all your weakness, all your brokenness. Come as you are, but offer so that you don't stay as you are. Sacrifice so that you don't stay as you are. Because if you're willing to do that, to sacrifice your heart, your life, all that you are, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ will enter in, and the power that's found there will transform you. See, Jesus, he doesn't just save us from our sins. He also saves us from ourselves. Did you hear James and John in the gospel? Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. That's a bold statement. That attitude has no life in it. Jesus wants to save us from that because we all have that. I want my life to be about me and what I want. And I hope God does too. Well, Jesus saves us from that. St. Paul again. Do not conform to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. All right. All this talk about the theology of the Mass and the reality of Jesus' sacrifice and our part to play in it. What does it ultimately mean? Second reading, Hebrews 4. Everybody should remember these words. What a powerful and important thing to know. Let us hold fast to our confession, for we do not have a high priest, Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way. In every way. Yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find help in time of need. Jesus, through his sacrifice, loves you so much. He wants you to come right to him with so much confidence, even in your weakness, especially in your weakness, to come right to him and to let his sacrifice, which enters your heart if you are willing to sacrifice yourself to him, to let his sacrifice change you, to lift you up, to give you strength you don't have and you could never have on your own, to give you hope you might not have on your own, to give you, above all, love you do not have on your own. That's the power of what we're about tonight. May we come with confident hearts to the throne of our Savior to receive mercy, to receive help, to receive grace in time of need. That is how much you are loved. That is how salvation comes to you.